The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Now I am going to the one who sent me, and not one of you asks me, 'Where are you going?' But because I told you this, grief has filled your hearts. But I tell you the truth, it is better for you that I go. For if I do not go, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world in regard to sin and righteousness and condemnation. Sin, because they do not believe in me. Righteousness, because I am going to the Father, and you will no longer see me. Condemnation, because the ruler of this world has been condemned." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. An image for you here this morning that I ask you just to think about, pray about, and dwell upon. Imagine, if you will, that your soul is like an empty bucket placed beneath a dripping faucet. Give it enough time, and it will fill. And so if your prayer is very weak, if your virtue feels like a trickle, do not worry. Persevere, and you will be filled. But if it's the things of this world that you love, money and power and the comforts that money can buy, if it's sin that you love, even if just a trickle, persevere in that, and you too will be filled. And so Jesus tells his apostles, "I tell you the truth, it's better for you that I go. Because if I don't go, I won't be able to send you the Holy Spirit." As long as Jesus lived on this earth, he was fixed in one time and in one place. But if he goes to the Father, he sends the Holy Spirit, and he can dwell in the fullness of any heart that'll welcome him. Now, do you want to welcome that Spirit of Jesus Christ into your heart? You say, "Of course I do, silly. I'm sitting in church on Tuesday morning. Of course I do." Good. Very good. Now, let's get busy on the hard work of perseverance, shall we? And our Lord tells us how to do this. This is why he says to his apostles, "When the Spirit comes, he will convict the world with regard to sin and righteousness and condemnation. With regard to sin, because they do not believe in me." The essence of sin is not the breaking of a law. The essence of sin is a lack of trust in the goodness of the one who gave the law. Just like the Catechism says. Ever since that first sin in the Garden of Eden, all subsequent sin has been a disobedience towards God and a lack of trust in his goodness. Adam and Eve got it all started. They say, "We know better than God." And you know what kind of a mess they got into? Trust in the goodness of the Lord with all of your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and you will persevere. With regard to righteousness, Jesus says, "Because I'm going to the Father." The standard of righteousness was always the law of Moses. But now Jesus is ascending to the presence of the Father, and all that he taught, he says, "Now I become the standard of righteousness." You ever stop to consider that in every cry for justice, in every cry for righteousness that you hear from anyone, anywhere in this world, whether they know it or not, it's Jesus Christ who they cry out for. He's the only standard of righteousness. Let Jesus Christ be your standard of righteousness and use his standard to judge the standards of the world. And do not ever use the standards of this world to judge Jesus Christ, and you will persevere. And with regard to condemnation, because the ruler of this world has already been condemned. The legal justice system of this world put Jesus Christ to death. If you would please lower your expectations about what this world will deliver with regard to justice. Lower your expectations, okay? However, the ruler of this world has already been condemned, but that's still playing out in history. The power of evil, the spirit of Lucifer, has a strong grip on the wealthy and the powerful, those who turn the wheels of power in this world. But remember, he has already been condemned, and you will persevere. When our Lord calls the Holy Spirit the advocate, he uses juridical language, courtroom language, and this is something that should bring peace to your heart and joy. He is your advocate, your shrewd defense attorney. But against the sins and the crimes of this world, he is a powerful prosecutor. And you will see that play out. Let us then welcome the Spirit into our hearts, the Spirit that our Lord has given us because he's ascended into the Father, that we might be filled with the fullness of God. Amen.